Nuclear Armageddon. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden causing worldwide concern with his comments this week regarding Russia's nuclear weapons threat. Fox's Kevin Cork has more.
In just the past week, President Biden's actually gone from saying nobody messes with a Biden, he used the F word, to actually sounding the alarm over a potential nuclear Armageddon. Now, for what it's worth, White House officials say he wasn't revealing any classified intelligence when he lobbed that, say what, out there. The president making that jaw-dropping claim at a fundraiser Thursday, saying, quote, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis." He's not joking when he talks about potential use of tactical nuclear weapons, he as in Vladimir Putin.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre later said that there were no indications that Russia is preparing to use nuclear weapons in the near future. At a rally in Minden, Nevada, Saturday night, former President Trump tells the crowd that the legal cases against him are politically motivated.
All of these local cases are in coordination with Washington, D.C., in my opinion. We have a weaponized Department of Justice and FBI.
The former president is backing GOP candidates for Nevada's governor and Senate seat. With the November midterms fast approaching, Vice President Kamala Harris in Austin, Texas, discusses religion and the choice to have an abortion.
One does not have to abandon their faith or their deeply held beliefs to agree that the government should not be making this decision for her.
Thousands of activists marching in the Women's Wave rally in Washington, D.C. Saturday. In college football, number one Alabama defeating Texas A&M 24-20. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
With the ongoing surge of migrants at the southern border, Texas continuing to send migrants to New York. Fox's Griff Jenkins reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Mayor Adams is continuing to get those buses from Texas Governor Greg Abbott because Abbott's border towns like Eagle Pass are continuing to be overwhelmed in an unprecedented way. In the 1 week I've been here, there have been more than 10,700 migrant encounters. In the last 24 hours, there was 1,583. Governor Abbott was touting what his Texas DPS Operation Lone Star has been doing. Here is a little bit of what he says that since it began last year in April, Operation Lone Star has had some 311,000 apprehensions. They've been busing more than 12,000 migrants.
The latest on the Elon Musk Twitter saga. Fox's Kelly O'Grady reports.
Earlier this week, he came back to the table and said, all right, I'm going to pay the $44 billion. And then we've started to see this back and forth with Twitter. They're saying, you know, no, we're not sure that you have the financing. So just Thursday, the judge came to the table and said, listen, we are going to postpone the trial that was set for October 17th to October 28th. And you guys need to figure this out. And it's really coming down to that financing point.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new vaccine for pregnant moms.
The new vaccine is for whooping cough, a disease that can produce serious complications for babies. The FDA says infants younger than 2 months of age are too young to be protected by the current vaccine series, so they've approved Boostix, a vaccine from GlaxoSmithKline to be used on mothers in their third trimester of pregnancy. It boosts antibodies in the mother, which are then transferred to the developing baby. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says infants under 1 year old are at greatest risk for disease and death from whooping cough.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.